author Curtis Greco's latest effort entitled Blind Vision. It takes a closer look at some of the economic issues this country faces and raises the question, the $790 billion so-called stimulus package, it's 43% spent. Curtis Greco, are we seeing genuine benefits?
Oh, you know, Mike, I think that the reality is that the stimulus package and the results that are being measured are largely just an indication of how misguided the effort is. It's not only perpetuates the economic myth of top-down economics and top-down finance, but it also indicates the complete detachment from reality that government has to the not only the realities of the American people, but actually to fundamental economic truths.
But there are those that would say, Curtis, it has resulted in $2.5 billion in infrastructure expenditure for the state of Ohio this year alone. That's more than ever before in the state of Ohio in one calendar cycle. What's not good about that?
Well, you know, it is true, and you definitely make a great point, that there are some capital improvements that really government needs to orchestrate. However, the great problem with the approach that the stimulus package takes is that in a time when you have massive unemployment, I mean, let's face facts, we've got nearly 14 million unemployed Americans. How many of those actually benefit from the infrastructure improvements in Hawaii? In Ohio. Well, for that matter, in Hawaii too.
Right.
It really is a non-productive use of the government's ability to create leadership in economic reinvention.
It's nice to be able to do it, but essentially it's fake money, though, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, you have a non-productive use of capital. You can say I'm going to plant corn and we're going to grow corn, but if you plant it in the desert with no water source, it's largely a waste of time because it's non-productive. It doesn't produce wealth. True, it does benefit in the case of infrastructure improvements. It does benefit localized areas. You know, the contractor that's hiring a third of his workforce is undocumented alien.
Right, right.
That's a great benefit for Mexico.
Curtis, what do you think? Take us back then. President Obama came into office. Of course, we knew that the Democrats were going to spend like no one has ever spent before. In fact, 3.5 times more than anyone has ever spent before. There would have been a more preferred approach from your perspective.
Well, I think absolutely, but more importantly, I think it's a redesigning or a revisiting of fundamental economic theory that goes back to the 40s of progressive economics that were driven by, you know, everyone's heard the term Keynes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Keynesian philosophy was that economics could be engineered by government. Well, the fact of the matter is it can't, and it's proven time and time again where the government has become the dominant economic force that, in fact, what government does is actually destroys the economic engine by distracting, by absorbing the economic muscle and redirecting it to areas that it believes it has an advantage.
Author Curtis Greco, his book entitled Blind Vision. Curtis, we thank you for your time.
Wonderful to be here, Mike. Take good care, and thanks for the invite.